probably the biggest disappointment my whole time in the industry. I understand the farmer's position is really tough. Market conditions are really tough and the requirement for more money is high, and we unfortunately haven't got the ability with where the market's been for the last 18 months to do that.
You didn't have many supplies about 2025 in Southwest Victoria and Gippsland?
That's right.
And how many are left?
Oh, there's a handful left as far as I know.
And do you think they'll stay considering you don't have, you know, much supply to make an income from?
Well, we'll be talking to them over the weekend to see what their best options are. We don't want to affect anyone's ability to make a living. If it's going to cause issues for them, we support whatever they decide to do.
Well, I suppose the question is, can you pay them?
Well, we'll be selling the milk, so obviously if I sell it, we'll be able to pay them for the milk. It's hard to compete with larger companies that are offering money up front to sign up, free interest-free loans. We're not in the position to do those sort of things.
Is it true that you hadn't paid the autumn-winter milk checks for some of them?
Yeah, that was something that was mentioned very early in the piece. When we reduced the price back in May, that the autumn-winter would be paid later in the year, not in September as per normal. That was a known one.
Some farmers have said that it wasn't known, that they've been trying to get on to you and others from the company and they just haven't had a response or an explanation around it.
I don't believe that to be true. I've spoken to management within my business and they assure me that it was told to farmers, whether they were listening at the time or whether they were just concentrating at the reduction of price. But it was certainly told to all farmers.
It sounds like you feel the bigger companies have poached your suppliers, essentially, rather than farmers leaving because they weren't paid. Is that your point of view?
Well, I think there's a bit of both. I don't think it's just because they're poached, but, you know, we were working closely with farmers. We weren't paying all farmers on time. We had a group of farmers that we were dripping their pay rather than paying them up front. But we were open with them and we were talking with them. So, yeah, not the perfect scenario, but we were trying our best to make sure everyone got paid. We know that it wasn't going to be long-term. A little bit of pain, but the game would have been a lot better for everyone in the future.
And what about paying off some of the debts to these farmers that have jumped ship? You know, we're hearing some pretty big dollars, like $500,000 for one supplier and in the tens of thousands.
Half a million for one supplier, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of that number.
Right, okay. So what do you think the debts are like and will you have the ability to pay them?
Well, I haven't gone through all that yet, so I need to do that on Monday. On Monday I'm looking at all the numbers. This has just happened over the last 48 hours, so I still need to sit down and go through all of it to work out what the numbers are. Our commitment is to pay as much as we can as soon as we can.
And if you lose the last handful of suppliers, does that take away your ability completely?
I hope not, but I can't. It's too early to say.
What is your message to those farmers that were supplying you who say they can't get in touch with you and they feel like they had no other choice?
Well, I'd like to know which ones rang me that I haven't rang back, because I've rang as many as I can. Probably Donna Edge sent me a message. That's about the only one that I haven't rang back. And every one of them that's left, I've wished them all the best and I hope it all works out for them.
What does the future of NDP look like? Is there one?
We hope so. We hope so. We hope we get some support out there. And if not, well, you know, it wasn't through lack of trying, that's for sure.
What are the prospects, do you think, in this environment for some of those smaller players to compete?
When the big guys can get government support and make $150 million, such as Fonterra did, and still get government support to reduce their farmer pays, it's pretty hard for a smaller guy to compete against that.